Hey, Ed.
Mom, how are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good, thank you. You guys warming up yet?
Yeah, a little bit. Well, actually, we're expecting another deep freeze this weekend. I think it's supposed to be in single digits.
Jesus. Well, you still have an excuse to stay home and watch the Super Bowl, right?
That's exactly it. I know. I'm basically just going to veg out and watch the Super Bowl Sunday. That's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to tell you, it's quiet here. Scary
yeah.
quiet.
Nothing yeah. exciting going on lately this week?
No. Nothing going on. I mean, I have some little special orders that I took the last week or two. I'm sending them out to make because it's too expensive to make here. But otherwise, it's quiet. It's quiet and hard to generate, you know? What am I supposed to do? Put lab dye? Oh, I do have lab dye anyways on sale. You got to go out in the car and get the sign. You got a big sign. Yeah. Starting at $4.95, you know?
Come on. Do you crazy? Really have do you have a sign that you guys yes. are advertising? Oh, geez.
No, we have to put it outside. When we did it on Mother's Day. It brought a lot of people in.
Oh, my
and
God.
And it's, well, you know what? $4.95. First of all, Valentine's and Mother's Day are not for our store and for most stores are not the holidays they used to be.
They're the inexpensive, ticket items.
They bring the kids in, the
mm-hmm.
children. Can I help you? Yes, we're going to pick out something for her to give to mommy. Same thing, Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
We're picking out something for the kid to give to the father. They're pretty much non-events. And, you know, when they say, we just want a little trinket, you know, it's just something to give them. You don't have trinkets, you know.
Right.
So that $500 sale actually works for most people. Cause,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I have to tell you, if you are going to sell lab, the value is in a pair of studs because for the money they look great. And you don't have to get them real big. You know, it's like...
Right, no doubt.
Yeah, so it actually works. And, you know, so people that wouldn't even have considered it, you know, but a lot of people come in looking for something, a couple of $100 for the kids. Years ago, people would come in, I remember they'd sit down, they'd want to buy engagement rings the whole week. They'd give it to them on Valentine's Day. People start shopping for their mom the beginning of whatever it is, end of June, beginning of May, end of June, you know. Nothing more. It's like it's a Hallmark holiday, someone told me the other day. Hallmark has a killing of, like, little tchotchke shit under $20, and people get a card.
That's what it's
and
become.
And it still winds up costing them $30-$40 by the time they get the
card.
Well,
right, you get the card and, exactly. You're
yeah.
Right.
I mean, do you buy big for your wife anymore on Mother's Day or Valentine's Day?
I really don't, know. I mean, I
yeah.
fall in that same category, Ed. Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happens here. So, yeah, lab diamonds for $4.95. You know, we sell a couple of dozen pair at $500. It's money. It's even on the sale price, it's practically triple key. And it brings people in.
Brings them in, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
What are $4.95 for what, 1 carat total weight, is it?
Yeah, I think so. I'm going to go get it in my car. It's in my car. We use like a sandwich board and we put it outside.
Mm-hmm.
We have a sandwich board that every time, like, a vendor comes, like we got Marco Biccio next weekend, they're coming in. So we go to Office Max or whatever it is, and they make you a nice color poster, and then we put it on the sandwich board and stick it out in front of the store, and people walk in from it.
I didn't know you had
Marco Biccio.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't spend any money on advertising. He just doesn't have it in his budget this year. He just didn't, you know, which is... not the right thing to do, you know, and business is bad. I think that's when you need to advertise more. And I think that's when you beat up the media people and say, don't tell me that's that much money. No one's advertising right now. If you want my business, you know, it's got to be less. And, we just pulled back on the advertising completely for now.
Mm-hmm.
But and so that's our form. Well, you know, they do Instagram. And we have our website was just redone, or it's still in the process of being done in Instagram. But, you know, I see the way my wife looks at that shit. All she does is look at something and flip it and go right to the next one. You have like a 8-second attention span.
Oh, you know, yeah, my wife does the same
at.
Thing. That's what everybody,
yeah.
I mean, everybody's just scrolling through, right? That's
yeah, and not slowly, quickly. You know? So we put that out, and, you know, it catches their eye.
Yeah, do you do any videos at all?
Not really, but we should be. You know, we pay a gal.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would catch, you know, that might be eye-catching. I know a lot of times.
That's what I was told.
People
That's
will
what
watch
I was
videos,
told.
You know, just a quick, you know, 10 to 30-second video.
And make it funny is what my wife told me.
And make it funny.
My wife says, you got to make it humorous because you people are that good-looking. You're a bunch of old farts, and you got to make it funny. You got to make it interesting. You know, you make fun of yourself or whatever, but give them a reason to look at it and show it to a friend. Look at this guy, you know.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah, that's what sells.
Yeah.
No doubt about
Yeah,
it.
Because it's not, you know, it I mean, we got to do something. And, you know, you don't want to sell price online. You know, you don't want to put a low price. You know, we just want to tell people what we have. But you got to, like you said, it's got to be under 10 seconds. My wife's on TikTok all night. I come home, I don't even think, if I came home, if I walked in the front door and out the back, she wouldn't even know anymore. And she tells me about them. And they're like 8 seconds. You already gave me one.
There's a ring in here.
Hang on a second. Ring crumbled up in a piece of paper. Yeah, I think I'll lose it. As of today, I can tell you almost everybody in here has placed something. And then found it. But almost every single employee is looking for something at one time or another.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I mean, something in the water, something in the air. I don't know. Yes, really. So
they all can't be on point like you, Ed.
Yeah, no, I'm out of it, man. I'm telling you, I made
you're the man.
Today. I had to ship a couple of things out while I'm not here, and I don't know what I'm doing. It took me an hour to ship out 2 packages. Whatever. There's a check for you sitting on Daryl's desk that just needs to be signed for the full amount of that diamond.
Okay. Sounds good.
I don't think you mind hearing that, do you?
Is
it okay?
What was that?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Oh, yeah, that's perfectly fine. Get it signed.
Yeah, yeah.
Send it over, and we'll get it into accounting.
Yeah, I mean, it's there. It's sitting on his desk. I just saw it this morning. So you'll probably get it by Monday or so. Assuming the snowman doesn't drop dead walking in those big snowdrifts.
Yeah, hopefully we don't see any more of those 2-foot snow days, that's for sure.
Uh-huh. Anyhow, send you a picture of that thing. I just gotta go set it up. Or at least I'll send you a picture. Send you a picture of the mock-ups that they printed. How's that?
Okay, yeah. I'd love to.
All right.
If you need anything for Valentine's Day, you know, they have on memo to show, you know, anything finished jewelry-wise, let me know.
There was a time. Like I said, there was a time. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll get lucky.
Yeah. Hey, you never know who might be willing to spend a little bit of money or maybe a surprise engagement.
Mm-hmm. It's possible. It's possible. We're going to think positive here.
Sounds good, Ed. Well, I'm here for you if you need anything.
Thank you. Appreciate
All right.
It.
Yep. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.